Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hi, everybody. It is such a pleasure to be able to speak with you today. One of the things that I like to talk about is the reason that people say yes when they really meant no. And sometimes they wanted to say no. They were really saying no when yes snuck out of their mouth. And sometimes they're just hoping to say maybe as opposed to yes, or let me think about it as opposed to yes, or let me mull it over, ask someone else about it before just immediately saying yes. But there you go, saying yes. What is that about? Why do people do that? Why do people feel compelled to say yes? And especially when they're feeling fearful, when they're scared, what is it about agreeing to something that helps people deal with the fear in the moment? So I want to be able to address it and talk a little bit at the end about what to do about it if you notice that that is happening and that you say yes when you mean no, or you're hoping that you had the bravery to say no, but it just didn't quite happen. So one of the things that I want to be able to mention too is that this is going to be a whole long list. And I wanted to be able to talk to you today rather than just showing a list on the screen. But I'm putting the list together and it's going to be on my website if you want to be able to refer to it after you hear the talk. So you can go to rachelbernsteintherapy.com and there'll be a PDF there for you to download, because I don't want you to be scrambling and having to take notes. So feel free just to go to my website, rachelbernsteintherapy.com, and be able to get that. I want you to have a sense also that I am not judging the no. There are a lot of reasons people say no, and sometimes they're very salient reasons and safe reasons, and they make a lot of sense in the moment. And so this, again, is not judging the people who say no or say yes and why. It really is understanding the moment. So one of the first things that people find is that they feel that they have to say yes because they have FOMO. They have fear of missing out. They're afraid that they believe the story that if they say no now, this chance is never going to come up again. If similar to Home Shopping Network, you know, that this thing is going to be on sale now, but never again. This opportunity is not going to arise again. So you have to say yes now. This is what cults do all the time. You don't want to show your doubt. You don't want to show your fear. This is your one shot. This is your only chance. And the truth is that that's never the case. It could be that that is what is its presentation to you, that this is your one and only chance. But the idea of scarcity really happening in any real way in a lot of these groups is really false. If they have a way to, let's say, make money out of you, they're going to give you another chance, believe me. So if you have to wait until tomorrow, but they still know they can get cash out of you, they will wait until tomorrow. The other is social pressure. We sometimes feel that we have to say what is expected of us in social environments, in family environments. We need to go along with things. We are afraid that we're the only one thinking anything other than yes. And that's never the case in a social environment, but we might think it if we're the only one who is sort of going, we're not sure, when everyone else seems so gung-ho. And so if the people around you are all saying yes, it becomes very hard to be the one to say no. If the people around you are all wanting you to say yes, and they're telling you that, it becomes very hard to say no. If the people around you are getting kudos for having said yes, then it's very hard to say no. And also, if you feel like here, this is your new community, these are your people, but the only way to continue being with them or to advance to the next level is if you say yes, then you're going to say yes so that you don't lose the social connection and you don't lose the ability to move on or to graduate or to show that you're ready for the next level. So much social pressure there to say yes, as we all know. There are a lot of people, too, who have become convinced that when they say no to something, that's the thing that has stood in their way. Just that no, their negative thinking, their hesitation, their not being ready to just dive in. But I think it's actually really smart sometimes when people say no, or they say wait, or they say hold on, or let me think about it. I think of a term when sometimes people say yes before thinking about it. It's like people who blurt things out before thinking about it. I call it ready, fire, aim. It's supposed to ready, aim, fire. And so you have fired and then you aim after. And then you realize and you question, is that the decision that you wanted to be making? You want to not do it in that order if you can, and if you can push yourself to have some time to think something through before you say yes. So there is this idea, though, with a lot of self-help groups, with a lot of other groups that rely on you having ultimate faith, that somehow you should be ready to dive right into the deep end. You should be ready to say yes. And if you don't, that might be the devil. And if you don't, that might be negative energy. If you don't, that might be doubt. If you don't, that might be a sign of weakness, which is very hard for some people to want to admit about themselves if they believe that idea, that saying no is a weakness. Sometimes saying no takes actually a great amount of strength and power and bravery. So I actually don't see it as a sign of weakness. I see it as a sign of taking your time to think, which I think is very good and very powerful when you can engage your critical thinking.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Unlock big savings while adding style and security to your home with Schlage door locks from Menards. High-quality Schlage Wi-Fi compatible entry locks allow you to lock and unlock your home from anywhere with your phone. Get peace of mind and save big money on all door locks at Menards. Plus. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.